important message.
The best new releases of the week.
2010 on Triple J.
Backstage here at Splendour in the Grass for 2010, I've got Marcus Mumford, who I reckon is probably having the best festival experience he's ever had.
I think it's probably up there, yeah.
How much fun are you having at the moment?
Well, a lot, because we were able to arrive on Friday, because we've been playing. We played in Perth and Adelaide and Melbourne, and then we managed to get here on Friday and just be able to hang out for the whole weekend, which has been great, because we rarely get to be in one place for more than a day. So it's been a real treat, and of all festivals to hang out, I think all of us think this is the one that we enjoy the most so far this summer, just hanging out at it. So.
And you've been popping up on stage with various people. Of course, we heard it live on the radio with Temper Trap. How was that experience?
That was amazing. I think walking on stage with that band for us was quite a moment, because we met them first in New York last year. I think it was early last year, South by Southwest last year. We'd never met them before, and we were playing the same show. This is like a sideshow, and we'd never heard of each other. We'd never seen each other, and we borrowed some of their gear, and they played, and we all started nudging each other, going, "Oh my goodness, this is amazing!" And then they kind of did the same for us, although I'm not sure quite as enthusiastically. But yeah, so we've just been like mutual fans of each other's bands, and then we keep popping up in the same places. We've become like really good friends. So to be able to play with them and was really special for us, because we love collaborating with people. It's one of the things that really excites us about what we get to do is hooking up with other musicians. So that was really, really fun, and quite a moment seeing their sort of homecoming gig. And yeah, we were so excited watching from the side, like the reaction of the crowd to what they were doing. And I think it was one of the best shows I've seen them play.
Yeah, that amphitheatre is just a wonderful setting, and they did have a great... I've seen them a few times, and that was a cracker of a gig as well. Also, I saw you last night on stage with Laura Marling as well, collaborating with her and being part of her band. Her record is remarkable, and she's just... like, the future for her is just so... it's just so open for her as a songwriter.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think she's one of the best songwriters of our generation, without a doubt. And yeah, we all kind of started in her band, really. Winston was playing banjo with her, and then got me a job playing drums with her, and then we toured quite a lot, just the two of us. And we actually came to Splendour 2 years ago and played a set when it was in Byron, or near Byron Bay. And so coming back and playing with her again at this one, because now none of us are in her band anymore, but so playing with her was really fun.
Yeah, I saw that performance a couple of years ago with Laura, and I saw obviously you on stage, but you're completely unknown to us at that point.
Yeah.
You're an unknown quantity, and it's just funny, so much can happen in 2 years.
Yeah, it's really bizarre, and these moments of markers, like Splendour for us is a marker, because it kind of makes you look back at where you've come from, and it's very strange. And I think in Australia we have a lot to thank a good many people for, but not least really Triple J. It seems like you guys have really supported us and been kind to us, so yeah, we're very humbled and very grateful really to you guys. And yeah.
Well, we're hoping the success goes on for many, many years to come. I'm with Marcus Mumford at Splendour in the Grass. We're going to hear your live set from the amphitheatre stage in a little while, and I'll talk to you about that in just a tick. But I am curious to know about the future and of new songs, because I heard that, unlike a lot of bands, you're actually quite productive on the road. You can actually write new material and put some ideas down.
Well, we've been lucky, actually. It's quite hard. It's very easy to get lots of ideas on the road, because you have an instrument in your hands pretty much every day. But actually finishing a song is quite difficult. And we were lucky enough in Melbourne. We played the same venue 2 nights in a row. And the second day, the venue let us in to play all day. We just rehearsed in the venue. And we'd done that once before in Germany, and it was really productive. And actually, we sort of were able to sort of get all the ideas that we had floating around and sort of figure them out into songs, and then we wrote a song that day and played it that night, and it was a new one, and so we're really happy about that. And we're playing
what was that song called?
It hasn't got a name yet.
Is it a good one?
It's all right. I think it needs a bit more work, to be honest. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think we haven't rehearsed since January, so that was our first rehearsal since January, so that was really nice to be able to do that. So
those moments must be incredibly important for a band, just to keep you sane.
Yeah, I think so. It helps us realize that we're actually in this more than just for performance, because creating things obviously and then performing them are two different things. So being able to create as a group, just logistically, it's so difficult when we're in a different place every day. And then when we get home and we have like 3 days off, we all want to go and see our families or go, do our own thing. So it was nice to be able to utilize that time a little bit more productively. And yeah, we felt we're going to do the same in Sydney, I believe. So That's exciting for us.
What about tonight? Still a bit raw for a big festival appearance?
I think also we're doing an hour, and we did an hour and a half the other night, so I think we're going to trim it down. We're still going to be playing two new songs tonight. One's called Nothing Is Written, and one is called Lover of the Light. So, yeah, we'll definitely play those tonight. But
And both of those will be on the next record?
We hope so. We haven't really figured out... I don't think we have enough songs yet. We want to go in with a lot so that we can separate the wheat from the chaff, sort of, and really make it as good as we can. And we're in no rush to record, but we do feel like a sense of urgency. We don't want to rush into it if we don't have the songs, but we do all feel like itching to get in there and do another record. So hopefully the beginning of next year we'll be getting to work on it.
Okay, fantastic. Look forward to it. Now, Marcus, tonight, don't give away too many secrets, but you've been popping up on stage with other people. Is anyone going to pop up on stage with you guys?
I honestly can say that there aren't any plans in the pipeline to get anyone else. A lot of our friends were here and have gone, and there are a few left, and I don't know, we brought some musicians with us from the UK, one of whom was like, Ben and I were in a jazz band together at school, and he was our coach, and he plays trumpet with us now, so we have a few extra musicians with us, some horns and a cello player, and that'll be fun.
That's great, because you didn't have those obviously back in January.
No, so it's really nice touring with those guys. It's just fun touring with more friends, you know, because you spend your life on the road, so it really matters who you surround yourself with. So the people we've got with us are really amazing people. They sort of make our tours as fun as they are, so it's fun to be on stage with some of them as well and play.
Fantastic. Listen, I know you got to fly. You have a fantastic show tonight. I saw you earlier this year. You guys just nail it each and every time you get up on stage. So I'm sure tonight, in front of a capacity crowd at the amphitheatre at Splendour in the Grass, you'll enjoy the experience immensely for that hour. And we're going to look forward to hearing it on the radio as well for everyone to enjoy. All the best, Marcus. Have a safe trip for the rest of the time.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
The best new releases of the week, 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.